Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey McDermott. And now, play ball. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball four. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McDermott. Avila moves to third. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn takes first base on ball four. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Avila scores. Glynn moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Tipton now catching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glynn fields the ball and throws to wing covering. Safe. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goodman moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tipton for a passed ball. Pearsall moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodman scores. One out. It's 3-1, Indians. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive towards short. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Avila takes first base on ball four. Wynn moves to second. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. White reaches second base with a double. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Umflett moves to second. One out. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. McDermott reaches second base with a double. Umflett scores. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby moves to third. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby scores. Westlake moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Smith now playing left field. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell moves to third. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. White hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kell scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Glenn bunts towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Avila moves to second. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 0 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McDermott hits a line drive towards short. Strickland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. Bowling scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Dave Hoskins now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Dobie strikes out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. the Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Umflett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to second. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. White moves to third. Umflett moves to second. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McDermott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. Umflett scores. Bowling moves to third. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bowling scores. McDermott moves to second. Two outs. It's 10-4, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-2 in the game. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Dave Hoskins. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tipton moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Bill Glynn. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski now playing third base. Al Rosen now playing first base. Bob Hooper now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-4, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker pinch runs for George Kell. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Baker moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baker moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Umflett hits a line drive into left field. Smith picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Smith. Baker scores. Gurnett scores. Umflett moves to third. It's 13-4, Red Sox. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling strikes out. 2 outs. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. McDermott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Umflett scores. That run is unearned. It's 14-4, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Floyd Baker now playing third base. Billy Consolo now playing second base. Hoot Evers now playing left field. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Smith reaches second base with a double. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill White now pitching. Harry Simpson now playing left field. Al Smith now playing third base. Hank Majeski now playing second base. Owen Friend Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gurnett strikes out. Tipton drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gurnett out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tipton for the out. Friend moves to second. 1 out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Umflett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-4 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Majeski moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby hits a line drive towards center. Umflett catches it and throws to Consolo, who relays to Gurnett to double up Rosen. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 14, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.